Welcome to The Hub, brought to you by the Fish Porn Crew. This is a podcast about fishing and other really important stuff that's not really important. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jeff. Go grab yourself a cold beverage. Sit back and enjoy, because The Hub starts now. Hey buddy, how's it going?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Oh man, living the dream.
So yep. had to go back to reality after reality, you spending some time down here.
Yeah, reality set in, and a week later we're doing our show the old fashioned way, the remote style. So what are you up to? You hanging out?
Yeah, just hanging out, you know. Having a couple cocktails.
Nice. Anything good?
Ah, Moscow Mule.
That sounds tasty. Is it hot today?
It was very muggy.
Oh, alright.
It was like 87 and like 70% humidity.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's time for cocktails.
Yep.
Yep. I'm working on some Narragansett beer. I had one of those Bissell Brothers beers, and it really, it's a bit too potent for today. I'm a little bit sleep deprived with the newest member of the fish porn crew.
But he is awful adorable.
Yeah, and we're not talking about Chia, the other member, or Ryan, or we're talking about Bo Trout Brown is my new constant companion. He's of the Black Labrador variety. He is I guess he's what, 12 weeks old now.
Yeah.
And he's a bundle, and he keeps me up at all hours. So he's hanging out next to me in his little crate, and if you hear any crying, it's not me. It could be, but it's probably him. So,
or it could be me, because as of today, what is it, May 21st, I have a licensed 16-year-old driver in the house. So
that's reason to cry right there, buddy. I don't know how you guys do it.
And people wonder why I'm so gray.
Yeah, that'll put gray hairs on you in a hurry, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's life, though, and you guys will be okay. And
oh yeah, and, but you know, we won't have to run her everywhere. She has a car now.
Yeah. So. That's cool. So, man, I tell you what, it's hard to believe that it's been over a week since I took off out of there, but we had some adventures, and I guess...
Yeah, we had some good ones, too.
Yeah, I guess this quick episode we're going to do tonight, we're just going to maybe do a little rehash of what went down. A lot of stuff went on in a short amount of time.
Yeah, you drove a long ways just to get here.
Yeah, so I reset the trip meter on the Subaru today when I got some gas, and I had done like 3,500 miles... you know, getting there and bombing around and getting back. So,
wow.
Yeah, did some miles. I don't know if you've ever used the new and improved Google Maps when you're driving, but you know, sometimes they alert you to a traffic situation ahead, and it automatically reroutes you. And the Sunday that I left your house, Josh, I got going, and somewhere in Illinois, there was a bad accident, and Google Maps rerouted me, and it added like 100-something miles.
Oh,
so
I remember texting you, and you telling me that's just insane.
Yeah, allegedly, it still saved me time, but I don't know. But it was a long ride, and you know, I made it. I got back on Monday. Pretty decent time on Monday, and about an hour from home, I noticed that the boat trailer was making some funny sounds, and I got home, and one of the wheel bearings had decided to call it quits.
But, yeah, I saw that on Instagram. That just sucks.
Yeah, I limped it into the driveway, and there it sits.
That's why I said you should have just left it here. I'd have taken good care of it for you.
Yeah, you'd have a busted wheel bearing, probably in Cotter.
So. But, you know, that's all right. I can handle that.
Yeah, I've actually...
Because, you know, that was a very fun trip
that
we spent down there.
Yeah, that was good to get down to Cotter. So, for our listeners, the way it worked is that I got into town and Josh and his family were doing stuff. And the plan was that Josh went and got me a camping permit for a place not too far from where he's at. And I got there, and it was somebody else had already taken a campsite. And I won't get into details because I don't know too many, but I ended up heading to Cotter sooner than later. But the good news is that Josh, you and Ryan were able to join me in Cotter on the White River for a day.
Yeah, you went down the day before. We met you the next day early in the morning. You cooked us breakfast at the campsite.
I forgot about that. I think those dishes are still dirty in a bag.
You'll find them eventually when they really start to stink.
Yeah, I was going to say when the mice when the mice clean them off for me. But, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you guys showed up. Anybody that's not a local of that area, you know, if you're in Cotter, I had a great experience at the, I think it was called the Blue Heron Campground.
Yep, Blue Heron Campground.
Yeah, I set up right on the bank of the river. That river sure does fluctuate, Josh.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it goes up and down with the flow. They must have been generating power for air conditioning because it was hot.
It's not hot yet.
It was hot enough
for a northern boy.
Yeah, I was feeling it. But pretty cool place. There was no little Bow Trout Brown hanging out with me. They don't allow pets at those sites. But it worked out. It was a good place, and the gang showed up. You guys showed up that morning, and we had a pretty good day on the river.
Yeah, you know, first time for you and I both on the river. And, yeah, we put, what, 10 fish in the boat?
Yeah, something like that. The float went a lot faster than I expected.
Yeah, they were, you know, because they were generating a little bit, but we had a great time.
Yeah.
Pulled over a couple times, you know, just to hang out and chill and fish a little bit and check some sights out.
Yeah, the water was nice and refreshing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that seems like you'd have to wear waders pretty much year-round if you were going to get out and fish on really, foot.
Yeah, and really wade.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I did get a lot of sun.
Yeah.
I was pretty pink for several days.
Yeah, you definitely won the prize there. Your Jeep added to it, but that day, we really, I think all of us cooked. So.
Well, you know, Ryan was a smart one because he had the long sleeve sun shirt on, and I had one with me, but it was in my car.
Yeah, that's a good spot for it.
Yeah, I thought so too.
So, I know you didn't get any time in on the sticks, but Ryan gave me a break, and I was able to hook into a fish, and that was a good thing. And then the only thing, man, I thought we were in Wyoming at the end of the float with the wind. That wind was pushing us back upstream.
That last mile of that float, holy cow.
Yeah, if we'd had that, we would have been out there for 12 hours.
Or more.
So, it was good. It was good. And then you guys went back, and I was able to kick it by the river that night and relax. And despite the heat of the day, it sure cools off by the river at night. And I was able to drink some tasty local beverages and sit there in a little bit of a food coma from that barbecue that we had.
So, yeah, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, KT's barbecue of, I think it was Gasville, Arkansas. That was pretty good stuff. That was recommended by Steve over at Dally's.
But, you know, and we were outside of streamer season, so we didn't get to throw any streamer meat.
Yeah, that was a surprise. I went into that adventure thinking that we were going to be chucking meat, but there we were nymphing.
Yeah. But that was actually a pretty good time.
It was. I'm not
even that way. So you'll just have to come back again, and we can when it cools off and we can throw some streamer meat.
Yeah, you know. And then I was reading recently about the pressure on that river, and a lot of people fish it at night.
Yeah,
because you can throw a mouse pattern.
Yep.
And
that's the big fish.
Yeah. It seems like the theory is that if you fish at night, that's when the big fish are feeding. But there are a lot of opponents to that, saying that people fishing at night are adding a lot of pressure to the river. So I disagree in that if those people were fishing during the day, that it would be the same amount of pressure.
Yeah. And I disagree with that too, but you know, and what did we do? 7 miles in that short amount of time that we did. And you know, the fish just weren't eating because the catasetch, every one we caught was super fat and just the bellies were full.
Yeah. That was pretty amazing. The hatch was pretty awesome to see that, but also just the condition of the fish being so fat on those bugs.
And I do have to brag because I did catch the only brown trout.
Yeah, man. And you got it lined up and we got some good pictures that came out of it. I don't know if we've put all those up for our people to see.
I don't know. We probably should do another post or two of everything.
I think we've got a few kicking around. But yeah, you got the only brownie of the day and everything else was rainbows.
But they were all decent size rainbows. So.
Yeah, they were. It was really pretty cool. It was what I expected from a legendary river. So it's still amazing that we were in Arkansas, where we're so far into the South, and that we were on a river of such quality.
Yeah.
That was...
We just got to get you down here in better weather.
Yeah, I liked it. You know, it was nice to be out, no matter, you know, I thought it was hot, but I know it gets hotter.
it hasn't got hot yet, so...
Sure.
But, you know, for all our listeners that want to book a trip, hit up John Holston, or I think he's, Ozark's Fly Guide. Down there on Instagram. I think he's Ozark's Fly Guide on Instagram.
Okay. Or Arkansas Fly Guy.
Arkansas Fly Guy.
Yeah.
Arkansas Just Fly Guide on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Straight Outta Cotter. Hit those guys up and they'll gladly take you out fishing.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Not everybody has it is Arkansas Fly Guide on his Instagram. That's his handle. But not everybody hauls a boat with them. And if you could get some motorized transport on that river, it would be great.
Yeah, and you know, that's what we saw a lot down there, because they'd float, you know, downstream and then just fly upstream again and then float back down. So they could refish some water that, you know, through certain sections. So
yeah. That'd be pretty handy. And then, so anyways, if you guys do book a trip, remember to tip your guide. They work hard for you. So yeah, that was a good day, Josh. I'm glad we did that. We fished on Saturday as well. We had a pretty limited fishing.
Well, we attempted to fish.
Yeah. Well, we went, but it wasn't, you know, we did more exploring than anything. And I had a good time doing that.
Oh yeah, if we'd have had the boat we had for Hardly Strictly, we'd have definitely been fishing that river really well.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just a little motorized transport would be nice every once in a while. Not too many drift boats around the area. I saw a few in Cotter, but man, you should have, like, on the road. I get a lot of strange looks. You know, when I pull in for gas, a lot of people wonder what the hell I'm towing behind my car.
So they just don't understand.
Yeah. But it was good. It was good to, you know, at least wet a line in your state. And we got that done. But we actually spent a lot of time getting ready for Saturday night. Saturday was the Tournament of Bronze. So big congratulations to Augie Nick Meyer and also to Will Branch and Vinny Seidler cleaned up. And who else? Anybody that we're forgetting?
No, I think that's it.
I think Will and Augie was the overall
winner. Augie was the big winner, and he won. Yeah. Him and his dad won the East, so.
Yeah. And then he got the big fish, and then Will was the Western Division winner.
And Big Vinny got second, didn't he? Yeah. Or third?
Second or third, and then I forget who got the other places, but, you know, just see those guys collect some cash for their day. That's pretty cool. I think
and it was an off day because fishing was really slow. So
yeah, it was. That was across the board. It wasn't just us, except for Augie. Everybody had a slow day.
Yeah, and you know, everybody that I talked to that had turned in fish said, "I've never caught this little fish on this river." And so that kind of blew my mind too. So
yeah. Well, big ups to Ryan Walker and John Cook for making that go down. They had a lot of help from everybody.
Ryan did a great job facilitating that.
So, yeah, big thanks to everybody. You know, I hate to say it, but thanks to Sean Seabaugh for his help. You guys might know him better as Chia. But a lot of people put a lot of effort into making it into an event. And pretty decent turnout for the first edition of the Tournament of Bronze.
That's the first ever that I know of kayak smallmouth fly fishing only tournament.
Yeah, and that rules out a lot of people. So that was, I think that was pretty good. And I'm confident that next year it will go on and it will be even better.
Oh yeah, it'll be bigger and better.
So you're going to hear us, listeners, probably start talking about Bronze Fest coming up.
That's right around the corner. So we'll be meeting with Ryan here pretty quick.
Yeah. So Josh,
over that, I think we're going to try to help him out maybe again.
Yeah.
So.
Are we gonna make it official? Like, I don't know. We kind of half-assed made Ryan an official member of the Fish Porn Crew.
Well, he's already seen it.
Okay, he did. So
yeah,
he didn't acknowledge it to me.
Of course, he's probably not ever going to listen to this anyway. So no.
It's like
even if we tag him in these, so
right, it's like Ryan. The chance of Ryan listening to this is right up there with the odds of me watching a Brian Wise video.
Yeah,
yeah,
very slim.
It ain't going to happen unless I'm stuck in a line at Walmart.
Bored
out of my mind. I know he put a picture up of like some nacho cheese fly or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
Next time when we get you down here, we're gonna have to get Brian involved.
Yeah, he was supposed to be involved and he's a punk, so.
Well, you know, he does have responsibilities. So I'll give him that this time, but next time he's gotta come fish with us.
Yeah. So, anyways, the thought behind...
Because we still need that flotilla.
That's true. That's very true. I think we're going to have a flotilla with Kelly McAllister before we ever have a flotilla with Brian Wise. I'm just going to say that.
All right, you two need to bring your drift boats down.
Yeah, so...
And we'll do it.
Kelly, I know you and your homies out in the Saratoga are listening at work. So, let's plan it. So that's your shout out, Kelly McFly.
You know, when it gets too cold up there, you guys have to come down here.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I could definitely see that happening.
And then we can throw some good streamer meat.
Yeah. So here's my
and really do it up.
Here's my opinion, man. I was pretty thrilled with your neck of the woods. I did not know what to expect coming into it. I figured it was going to be like Illinois, where it was a cornfield with a you know, strip mall followed by another cornfield. It was pretty cool to see the rolling hills of the Ozarks. That's all I saw, right? Or the Ozarks. I did not see any other range.
No, that was the Ozark Mountains.
Okay. So
let's do that. Mountains in quotations.
Sure. They were big hills.
Big hills.
Yeah. But it's kind of like the mountains around here, the white mountains and the green. Yeah. You know, I think,
but,
Vermont,
you know,
I think Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine have slightly bigger hills, but I know what you're saying.
But, you know, when you're running in them, like I do, they feel like mountains.
I'll bet. So now that...
Especially in this heat.
Now that all this stuff is over and you're kind of... your schedule's freed up, you're running more.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So you're going to get back on the wagon.
I have to.
Okay.
I have some big races coming up, so I have to start getting my lungs accustomed to this heat.
All right. I think that you should turn this running thing into like the... Did you ever see Running Down the Man with Frank Smethurst? Where he's running the beaches of Baja, chasing after rooster fish?
No, but, you know, that's on my list to go down there.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to send you I'll try to send that video your way. But it's only like 15 minutes long, but it's kind of I want to say it was one of the original fly fishing film tour movies. It was kind of the way that modern fly fishing films are made. And it was all about Frank and his buddies at wind sprinting up and down the beach chasing rooster fish. And meanwhile, I'm going to be passed out in a hammock with a beer, and you're going to be running, catching fish or not.
Hey, whatever I have to do to get the fish in.
Yeah. So what else happened, man? We ran into a few good people. More than a few. We ran into a lot of good people. I should say that. We had a great turnout on Saturday night for the after party.
We had a great time.
We had a really good turnout for the award ceremony that got moved to the White River Brewing.
But then, some of those guys, you know, wimped out on us and didn't stay for the after party.
Yeah, and you know what, man? I can't blame them because I was ready to take a nap.
Ah.
So I was beat. You Missouri folks kicked my ass. Yeah, the sunlight, the good people, the fishing, the beer, you name it, I was beat.
I did take you quite a few places to try some beers, so.
Yeah.
And whiskey, so.
Yeah. Yeah, the good people at White River Brewing, we hit up SBC, we hit up Missouri Spirits. We avoided some of the other places that
are subpar.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel confident that I had the best of, considering the short amount of time that we had. We rolled
and some good barbecue here in Springfield.
That was nice too. The cheesy corn.
Yep.
And the different sauces. Even though I'm not a sauce guy, it was still nice to try them.
I mean, besides my pulled pork, that's probably the other one in town I like. So
yeah, that's good stuff. So what was
and
that?
Then
Whole Hog.
Then after Whole Hog Cafe, you know. You know, after you left, I realized, oh, crap, I forgot to send him with all the pulled pork I made.
Oh, man.
It happens.
It does.
But I did eat it all.
Good. That's good stuff. I was able to have a bite, so it was mission accomplished. So,
let's see what else.
We ran into Ben. Ben Woodard showed up. And
Speaking of the devil.
Yeah.
Ben. Hey, he finally brought my 6-weight.
Yep, and I am now in possession of a Woodard rod myself.
Yeah, he dropped the news because, you know, we hinted a few times on podcasts that, hey, Ben, hook Jeff up, and because they were looking for some new team guys, and yeah, you are officially Woodard Pro Staff.
Yeah, so now we can, as a team, say that I love my Woodard rod. So I'm actually going to go break in the 3-weight hopefully this week. There are some brook trout calling my name a little bit north of here. There's some good people fishing it right now. I've got the intel from our boy Gilly that you guys out in podcast land might know from, what was that, Josh, episode 3?
Episode 2 or 3.
2 or 3. Our boy Gilly, Southern Maine product. I think he and his boy, Ethan, are fishing today and tomorrow. I got the invite, but I don't think it's going to happen. But regardless, spring is here, man. And finally, he was telling me that one of the rivers is at 48 degrees there. So it's a little cold for the streamer, as he told me today. These are all just little tidbits of info I get from Gilly. it's funny because this morning at I want to say it was 2:45 a.m., I got up to take the little dog outside, and my phone goes off, and Gilly's asking if I'm awake.
That's really funny.
2:41 a.m., text from Gilly. And so this is the kind of information I get, though. He just gave me a heads up about Caddis and a few other patterns to prepare for if I do make it up there. So fishing is on, and I'm looking forward to breaking in the March Brown 3-weight from Woodard. And expect a full report on our next episode.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to see the pictures either.
Yeah. So it gives me a reason to take some pictures. So thanks, Ben. It was nice to meet you and run into you. And obviously, man, you wised up. So now we can talk it up and tell everybody that they should experience their next river with Woodard.
Because they need to anyway.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of big news is going to be coming out soon, especially with the new stuff. If you go over to Woodard, go to the website, woodardrodco.com. There's a blog entry. Ben put up some info. If you haven't seen Fly Fish Arkansas, the full movie, it is available on YouTube. I've watched it a few times. I watched it in preparation, and I've also watched it in hindsight now that I have actually done some fishing in Arkansas. beautiful film. Josh, unfortunately, spoils it with an appearance. But other than that...
With a couple fish.
So. Yeah, so check it out. And if you are in the market for a new rod, there are some new rods that are going to be... It looks like there's going to be a campaign launching this fall, Josh?
Yeah, I believe so,
yeah,
this fall.
Some new technology. But in the meantime, can't say enough good. The 4-weight, the 5-weight, 6-weight, the 8-weight, those are ready to roll. The 3-weight... yeah, I'm going to talk to Ben about trying to get some salt sticks lined up because
Not before my musky run.
Yeah, I hear you. The stripers are here, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
The striped bass migration is on. I know that Team Postfly put up on social media. If you don't follow Postfly, they're friends of the Fish Porn crew. Look for an episode with them coming up pretty soon. Hopefully Brian and I will sit down and do some chatting. But Josh, it looks like they went down to Cape Cod for the, I want to say Cheeky, you know, Cheeky Reel Company.
Oh yeah. Yep.
They put on a schoolie tournament and it was this last weekend and the fish are in. And going back to my number one source of all things fishing in Maine, Gilly was letting me know that he's heard reports, man. He's heard reports that we have some stripers in the main water systems. So.
Awesome.
If I don't feel like driving up north, I could just take a quick ride over to the beach.
There you go.
You know, speaking of that, man, a proud papa moment here. My little boy, Bo, did go for his first swim in the ocean yesterday.
Nice.
Yep. He went down to Pine Point, and it wasn't really the ocean. It's kind of the Scarborough Marsh, which is a... Well, just that. It's
close enough.
It's tidally influenced. And I'd say the water was about 50 degrees, and he got in there, and then he slept like a baby. So, yep, my boy is getting ready, because I'd tell you what, I found some great water that's going to be fun on a paddleboard.
There you go.
So, I'm starting to pay attention to tides, and you know, you're going to laugh, but we get some really hot days up here. And the best thing you can do is just head down to the ocean and cool off. So.
Well, it sounds like a good idea to me anyway.
Yeah, so that is on our list, Josh. We have a little thing, and this is a very unofficial deal, but I do want to start talking about how we're going to get you out here. Obviously, I'm going to need to come up with a plan that your whole family will want to do so you can come out. But, you know, you guys going to the beach would be a good thing, and I would love it if we could set up like a beach house. And if anybody, any of the listeners wanted to come out, it'd be like one of those celebrity cruises, you know, where you go on a cruise with famous people. They could go to the beach with us and fish the salt. So I want to hear from listeners. We don't talk enough about the hotline because it's dead, man. Like nobody ever calls it, and I'm not asking Chia to call it. But even he doesn't call it anymore. But
we're thankful for that.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I wanna hear some messages. So I wanna know what it would take to get people out here, to introduce you. I'm still confused, man. Are you guys Midwest or are you Southern? Like, come on. Which one is it?
we're both.
Yeah. So let's get some people from your neck of the woods to commit to a trip to Maine. And I'll tell you what, if somebody, here we go, Josh, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. Other than Chia, if you can leave us an entertaining message, I'll send you a sticker pack.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. We're sending out stickers left and right. Basically, if you don't have a fish porn sticker, you are in the minority. Big up to Craig up in Alberta.
What's up, Craig?
Hopefully your stickers are there by now. You know, it's really easy.
Unless Border Patrol took them.
Yeah, it is pornography, according to the name. So I don't know if they seized them, because the glow in the dark might have set off some some alarms. Also, talking about stickers, Josh, I got some stickers from Larry Luttrell over at Taylor Trash Fly Fishing. The podcast from Florida. They're putting out good stuff, man. We got to step up our sticker game.
Oh, it's coming soon.
I just got to tell you, though, he has Paul Puckett doing his artwork.
Well.
He has an oak chair.
So apparently that's what Paul does instead of makes podcasts.
Yeah.
We do podcasts instead.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see my crappy art, though. They want to see Paul's stuff. But, I got a nice sticker from Larry, and there's a bonus one that I guess Paul did the design on. So, anyways, man.
Oh, man. So I think that pretty well wraps up this trip.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that, because I'm beat, and if we don't have much more to say, then that's okay.
I think we could probably wrap this up here pretty soon.
Episode 26. Yeah, I'll throw a sticker pack to somebody that has a good story about coming to Maine and fishing the salt. Yeah, 970-834-FISH. Leave a message that we're going to want to put on the next episode. How about that? Chia, you have enough stickers. I think you have every sticker we've ever made. So, honestly, man, leave a message, but I'm not going to send you any more freaking stickers. I probably will, because I'm a sucker. So
no, we're not going to.
Okay. We have some other new stuff in the store anyways, that Josh, that you made. We have those hats and the key fobs.
Yeah.
There's going to be a few new shirts popping up, like handmade ones. We've kind of shut down the other store for a moment to figure out what we're going to do. But, I'm really considering putting up the mullet shirt because of popular request. If I put it up and nobody buys it, then I'm never going to make another shirt again. So, Will, giggle tears. You wanted
giggle
it.
Tears.
You wanted it. You got it. Hey, did you like my artwork about giggle tear bottled water?
I did.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
The one I feel a little bad about was the burning Hawaii air freshener. But those scents were inspired by my road trip to see you, Josh. The fish porn deodorant. I feel like I sweated, 6 gallons of water, or 10 gallons of beer. I don't know.
It happens.
People, if you're not following us on Instagram, FSHPRN, you can find us on the Twitter. Same thing.
Yep.
Josh, I'm beat.
But yeah, I am too.
All right. Go hang out with your people.
All right.
So we'll do this again soon.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
And next time we'll have a guest on.
Yeah, episode 26 is in the books. So if we have Ryan back on, is he a guest or is he just a...
He's just part of the crew.
Okay. So we don't have to make a big deal out of it.
No. But right. we can start talking about Bronze Fest.
That's true. Any guests do you have that you're excited about talking to? Because I would love to get somebody new.
Yeah, we'll get somebody new here pretty soon.
Yeah. Kevin, if you're listening, I want you on the show, buddy. Kevin Ramirez, I'm calling you out. So there you have it.
There we go.
Josh, that's all I got. Oh, the only thing I have left is that everybody should read the new SCOFF.
Yeah.
Southern Culture on the Fly, new episode.
Yep, the newest just came out yesterday.
New issue came out, yeah. So it's
on the 20th or, I don't know.
Yep.
But it's out.
Go see what Dave and, what's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they should just go read it.
Yeah. yeah, go check it out. If you guys were in Florida and you were lucky enough, Hot Water Music played for Skinny Water Culture's 10-year anniversary. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's all I got. I'll shut up now.
Yep. All right, guys. Cool. Till next time. Right. See you later.
We're out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.